You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
For those that don't remember, we were placed on a grey list, a very, very bad naughty list at some point for some things that we needed to sort out. And hopefully we're on the right track to coming off of that list, because nobody wants to be on that list. It doesn't look good for the country and it doesn't look good for trying to attract investment. I'm joined on the line by the former Deputy Director General of National Treasury, Ishmael Momonite, to chat about the latest updates around that. We got those updates from the Financial Action Task Force around where we stand and what it is we are going to need to do to get off of that grey or naughty list. Good evening, Ishmael. Thanks so much for taking the time. Where do we stand on that grey listing?
Good evening and hi to your listeners. Look, what we released yesterday is just to show progress. Remember, we were grey listed in February. And it's still good. We still have a lot of hard slog. So I don't want to give the wrong impression, but we are making, good progress. And what we were showing yesterday was, when you look at grey listing, there's two aspects to it. The one aspect is technical compliance, to use FATF speak, and that really refers to the legal framework that we have on any anti-money laundering and countering terror financing. On that score, we've done really well. We, FATF has 40 recommendations or standards, and we had passed 20 when they did the mutual evaluation, the assessment, and their report in 2021, but we were deficient in the other half, 20. And what we've done now is that on 15 of them, we've either got compliant or one is non-applicable. So that leaves us with only 5 to go. And we anticipate that we do this by October next year, which is the earliest when we can go back for a re-rating. So on that score, I think we're making good and solid progress. The grey listing, however, involves also measuring on what's our effectiveness capability. In other words, are we implementing the laws that we have? And that's where we have hard challenges. We've agreed on an action plan with FATF where there were 22 steps. And a lot of these expire at different times, with the last one expiring in January 2025. So on those, we've made, some positive progress. We've certainly got 2 of them out of the way, so we're left with 20. But on the others, it's going to be a slog. We've kind of, got positive endorsement, but we're still far from having them seem to be largely addressed or fully addressed.
Ishmael, I noted, as you mentioned, these 22 actionable items, I noted that there is one that has an expiry of January 2024, which is a couple of months away, if not just after December. Are we making progress there? Is that, obviously, I only mention it because it is the most immediate from the Treasury media.
No, that one
media.
We've already done.
Okay, so that one is...
Fine on that one. Yeah, we met that at the first possible instance that we could.
Okay, fantastic. Let's look at the technical compliance of it. I mean, you did mention that, of course, we've gone from 20 out of 40 to 35 out of 40. And in the report or in the media release, both by National Treasury as well as by the FATF separately, there was note that there were certain actions that we haven't been compliant with since 20, or we've been partially compliant with, rather, since 2021. And those have been the difficult ones, obviously, that you mentioned around some of them being harder to address than others. What is being done about these? And are we confident that we're going to be able to tackle them in time to come off that grey list as soon as possible?
No, but that's why I've differentiated. The technical compliance is the easy bit.
Mm.
Those 22 items, of which there are 20 left, what are called effectiveness measures that we have to deal with to get off the grey list. Even if we do very well on the technical compliance, we won't get off the grey list just by doing that. But in any case, those There's five left. We will meet those next October, when it's the first time we get to get Fatah to look at what we've done. And in fact, we've done quite well, even on the five outstanding ones. We've made progress. It's just that perhaps by that deadline, they wanted us to do a bit more. It's on those 20 action items that we really, really need to do a lot more. And, for example, that involves many players. It involves your regulators who deal with anti-money laundering, whether it's of estate agents or the legal practices or casinos and so on. Those are going to be the one set of things. The second set of things relate to the criminal justice system. You know, the number of investigations, prosecutions, and asset forfeitures that we can demonstrate. And the third set relates to what's called countering terror financing. To what extent, you know, we identify such actions, we actually also have prosecution, investigations and prosecutions and so on related to them.
Mm.
So those are the more difficult ones that we'll have to meet.
Mm. Ishmael, now there were some things that were obviously left out of the Financial Action Task Force's follow-up report. They didn't address things that we have been working on in terms of those effectiveness deficiencies that you highlighted earlier. Can you just shed some light on that? The things that the FATF may have not put in their report, but that we know we've been able to work on.
Now, look, I don't think that matters too much. I mean, the point is, it's what we say to the FATF. And those are very specific areas that we have to act on. And it's us acting on those. And let me say, when we act on those, it's really for the benefit of the country, because if you have more criminal investigations that lead to prosecutions, that's clearly a positive for us when we fight corruption, when we fight money laundering, and so on. Similarly, you don't want South Africa to be used as a base for acts of terror in other countries and so on. So those are things that, you know, all countries are expected to do, and which I think now, you know, we're focusing on building our capability to do that. Remember, we were under the period of state capture. It really destroyed a lot of capabilities. And I think, you know, though it's taking us long, we need all our agencies now to be on top of the game and doing what they have to do and doing it quicker.
Absolutely. Implementation is necessary if we are to succeed, and we all need to work together for this. Thanks so much, Ishmael. That is Ishmael Momoniat, who is the former Deputy Director General at National Treasury, giving us a sense of the latest updates from South Africa's efforts to get off the grey list that we were placed on by the Financial Action Task Force.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.